A cheerleader. I thought it was really good that we sang Arise, My Soul, Arise. Shake off your guilty fears, because I don't like really talking in front of people a lot. So let's see. I was born and raised in a Christian family, and my dad was a deacon in our church, and my parents were the youth group leaders, so I pretty much went to every single function that our church put on, whether I wanted to or not. because of that, I learned a lot about Jesus, Sunday school every day, and a lot of my relatives that I lived next to went to our church too, so even family functions and stuff had a lot of conversations about spiritual things. And when I was, the summer I was 8 years old, my grandma was my Sunday school teacher. And so she, that was the week that we were memorizing John 3:16. So then we had to break it all down and learn what all the parts meant. And I'm not, kind of like Bob, I'm not the kind of person that can make a big decision right away. I need time to mull over things. So actually that night, when I was in bed, I was thinking about all the stuff that we talked about in Sunday school, and that you needed to believe in Jesus, and that you would get to go to heaven, you know, if you trusted in him. And I made that choice as an 8-year-old. I was so excited. I knew something was different right away. So the first thing I did was get out of bed, and I ran out to the living room and started telling Mom and Dad all about it. And they thought I was trying to get out of going to bed on time. So I got sent back to bed. But so I grew up, but around the time of middle school, I kind of found myself just going through the motions of a good Christian life. The personal relationship wasn't as good as it should be. I was just, I was doing the things that I knew good Christians should do, not because I had that relationship or was working on that relationship with Jesus, but because I knew it was something that I should do or was expected of me. In high school, my mom started homeschooling me and my sisters. And during that time, I quickly learned that if you're not hanging around with your friends every day, they don't remember you, out of sight, out of mind. So during that time, because I didn't have a car, I wasn't old enough to drive, and my friends weren't either, they kind of forgot about me. And so I really didn't have any friends, although during that time I got to be more friends with my family and lots of my older relatives. It still hurt a lot that I felt like these people were ignoring me, people that I had been friends with ever since first grade. It was during that time we had several Bible studies for homeschooling, and I started realizing that that Jesus loved me enough to pay for my sins, that he wanted to have that relationship with me. He wanted to be my friend, the one that I counted on more than any of these other people that I had lost. And as I came to that realization, I rededicated my life to him. It's something I still struggle with a lot. If I don't take the time every morning to renew that relationship with Jesus, I tend to fall into the rut of just doing what I should be doing, not because of the, how do I say it, just going through the motions versus having the relationship. So it's a process. Every morning I need to take time, spend time with Jesus, and work on that relationship instead of just letting it coast. And my life isn't perfect now. It does take a lot of work to maintain that relationship, but it's a process, and I'm glad he's with me through the whole time. So.